But they want you to name a salary figure first. This seems to happen all the time. What do you do?
Don't do it. It's not your job to name the salary. Let them name it first, and I'm going to give you the exact phrase you can use.
Okay, I have my pen. Go ahead.
So you can say, you know what? I'm sure that we can find a number that works for both of us. I'm very interested in the position, and I would love to know how I can contribute to the organization. Let them make the first move. People chronically short themselves. Mm. I've had people who I've hired, I was willing to pay them $10,000 more, and they came at me with a lower number. I said, sure, welcome on board.
Well, I think people feel insecure because the employer usually knows what you were getting paid at your last job.
Well, you shouldn't reveal that either. If they ask you in the middle of an interview, what were you paid or how much do you want to be paid? You say, you know what? I'm sure we can figure out the money later, but right now I just want to figure out if this is a good fit for you and if this is a good fit for me.
What about benefits? These days in such a tight hiring market, are those negotiable as well?
Of course. A lot more things are negotiable than you think. I've had people who work for me negotiate all kinds of benefits, work from home, meet for a quarterly lunch, etc. And of course, because I wanted them, I was way more willing to negotiate with them.
These are all so easy to say. It's so hard to go in there with the confidence that you need to come out with this kind of language.
And that's why 80% of the work in a negotiation is done before you ever walk in the room as well. So you want to be practicing your negotiating skills before you ever sit down.